From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Friday, June 5, 2020. I'm Russell Mokhiber. As Governor Andrew Cuomo faced a spirited challenge in his bid to win New York's 2018 Democratic primary, his political apparatus got a last-minute boost. A powerful healthcare industry group suddenly poured more than $1 million into a Democratic committee backing his campaign. Less than 2 years after that flood of cash from the Greater New York Hospital Association, Cuomo signed legislation last month quietly shielding hospital and nursing home executives from the threat of lawsuits stemming from the coronavirus outbreak. The provision, inserted into an annual budget bill by Cuomo's aides, created one of the nation's most explicit immunity protections for healthcare industry officials. That's according to a report in The Guardian. Critics say Cuomo removed a key deterrent against nursing home and hospital corporations cutting corners in ways that jeopardize lives. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhiber.